Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Nick in Alaska needs some help with a bathroom project. What can we do for you?
Hey there. I have a dry cabin right now, and so I've got no running water at all.
Okay.
I'm looking at putting a bathroom in, you know, kitchen and all that in, and so I was curious what steps I might need to take to ensure that the pipes don't freeze, and would a foundation be a solution to help that?
You could install those pipes in South Carolina and not have a problem. Yeah, a little tough there in Alaska. So you're on a crawl space right now?
Yeah, it's just on like four, posts basically.
All right, so it's up off of the ground. Is it enclosed at all?
Underneath?
Yeah.
Around this outside of the house? No, so it needs to be at least skirted, I would think.
I would think it should be at least skirted, and is the floor insulated?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, at least needs to be skirted or the floor needs to be covered. I would also use pipe insulation on all the pipes that are down there. Be very careful to insulate it right down and into and around the main water pipe. That's going to be really important because you've got to keep those pipes warm or they will freeze and break. Now, is this a cabin that you don't use all the time or what?
No, I live there all the time.
Oh, you live there all the time. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I think that's all you need to do. Insulate the pipes and insulate around the pipes with fiberglass. Close the whole thing in and you should be good to go.
Okay.
All right. Now, some people put electrical tape on there too, but I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't think the
no, because it's not supposed to be used in it's not supposed to be used inside of insulation. It could be a fire hazard. Okay, so if it turns out that you got some pipes that freeze, let's deal with that separately. You may have to do a better job insulating, but I would definitely not put electrical tape on there at that time.
And is that the same thing that you're talking about? Is heat tape? That's the same thing.
Yeah, heat tape. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. I guess that's it then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
What happens? Does it shorten? Get electrocuted?
If you use the electrical tape or the heat tape, what happens is it's designed to be air-cooled.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you're not even supposed to wrap it over itself, like by twirling it around the pipe. You just put it on one side. And if you cover that with insulation, it just gets too hot and it'll burn the insulation. So I've seen a lot of people put that on their pipes in situations like that, and it's just never a good idea.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.